This is Journey with Prayer, a prayer journey corresponding to our episode, Leading Differently Together, Shepherds, with Reverend Vincent Solomon. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not into compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering in those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. 1 Peter 5, 2-4 from the ESV. Gracious Lord, within the sacred pastures of your kingdom, you have called some to be shepherds, pastors, guardians of your beloved flock. And we praise you, for you are the chief shepherd, from whom all guidance and pastoral care flow. In this delicate act of tending to souls, may those who lead do so with a spirit that reflects your heart, willingly, eagerly, and with pure intentions. We thank you for the beauty of servant leadership, for the gentle hands that carry the wounded, for the patient voices that guide the straying, and for the enduring shoulders that bear the burdens of the weary. And as your Son sacrificially cared for his flock, let this same Spirit dwell richly in those entrusted with the care of your people. And we ask for wisdom and humility for all those who shepherd in your name. May their example be one of integrity and devotion, pointing others to your unfathomable love. Fortify them against weariness, and nurture within them the flame of passion for your work. And for the church, for the community of believers, and for ourselves, we pray that we may support, uplift, and honor our shepherds. Create within us an environment where their work is met with the fruits of cooperation, respect, and mutual edification. And we pray for those that have been hurt by shepherds in the past. May you bring healing to those that have been wounded. And would you bring in righteous shepherds that would begin that healing process of reconciling them to the good and perfect shepherd who is Christ Jesus. And may we all anticipate the day when the chief shepherd returns and together celebrate the glory of your kingdom realized. Until then, enable us to faithfully embody your love in the roles you have called us to occupy. In the glorious name of Jesus, our guide and our redeemer and the good shepherd, amen. As you go through your week, I want to encourage you. Take the time to reflect. Contemplate your experiences under pastoral leadership. How have those moments shaped your spiritual reality? Write down instances where pastoral guidance has had a significant impact on your life. And then engage. Connect with leaders in your spiritual community to express thanks and gratitude for their service. And then offer your assistance. Consider ways you can support the vision and mission your church or faith community is pursuing, and offer to pray for those shepherds in leadership roles. So finally, pray. Here's three different ways that you can pray this week. Pray for the pastors and leaders that they may shepherd with the heart and attitude of Christ, not leading with a heavy hand, but with love, humility, and a righteous example. Seek God's blessing for growth and the health of the flock, that communities of faith may thrive under wise and nurturing shepherding. And finally, ask the Holy Spirit to cultivate within you the heart of a shepherd, ever growing in compassion and ability to care for those God has placed in your life. For these references, prayers, and scriptures, you can check the show notes. Or to find out more about our podcast, head over to journeywithcare.ca. I'm Johan, and thanks for praying with me today.